Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Amel?
Yep.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jeff? Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to the consent agenda. This evening we have one item. It's the minutes of the regular meeting on June 6, 2016. What are the council's wishes?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Shirley to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Any further discussion? Someone's tired. Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Very good. Moving on to reports. Number one is the finance officer who isn't with us this evening. The report's in your packet. We went over it this afternoon. If there's any questions, I'll try to answer them. If not, we'll move right along. Not seeing any. We're going to move on to the administrator's report. And Andy, the floor is yours.
Okay. That was me yawning. That's what two little ones do to you this time of day. Good to be there. I heard the weather's nice. But I'll see you next month. I'll be about the annexation. Workshop today, we presented some clarifying comments to the Local Boundary Commission staff. They had 30 days to finish their technical review petition, and the deadline for that 30 days is going to be. So I expect to hear something from them soon. We'll proceed through the process from there. We spoke to the clinic this afternoon. The IHS is given some additional funding in the clinic money for maintenance of the clinic, and an additional $9,400. We got that from E last week. And according to Jennifer Harrison, the director there, the FY17 level should be even bigger. I'm not sure how much, but regardless, I think once we figure that out, we'll review our MOA with them again regarding the clinic, and that's something we've been talking about doing for several months now anyway, and this will be a good time, good excuse to do that once we see what the funding level will be there. Dr. President is on schedule, and as Moon said today, it sounds like P&D will have some drillers on site at the end of the week, and they're going to perform the site investigation, and HDR, some of our old friends, are doing some of the marine mammal consultation with nymphs. So you're on schedule there, which is good. Getting the draft preliminary engineering report for our water and sewer, water and wastewater system, and once Alan has a chance to go through some of it, we'll probably discuss some potential capital projects between himself, the mayor, Dave, and myself, and we could council too to see what we might want to include in a grant application to the USDA. They funded this report, and the way they usually operate is these reports go to apply for grant funding later to improve these systems. So that's the intent. If you recall, an energy auditor was out looking at basically all of our community buildings, all of our facilities last month, and is going to have a report for audit inspection results. And the Department of Energy has another grant round that's due in August that can help us implement these energy saving measures that he comes up with. I plan to apply for that. We talked a little bit about TDX and their boiler installation project at the clinic. Ken did a walkthrough with their engineer. That went pretty well, but it sounds like we're going to have some issues to still work out with them when it comes to an agreement at that facility. EAT will have to pay for the power, the reduced cost there, but the equipment will be in, obviously. So we'll expect us to have some further discussions here this summer on that. And then lastly, we'll have, as the mayor said today, we've got three CDs worth $600,000 at Alaska USA now. One of them won't expire for a few more months here at the end of the year, but I just wanted to potentially or at least get us thinking about if we want to take some of that money or the AMLIP money, as Alan suggested, and maybe establish a permanent fund reserve account. I know we'll have issues with how much risk we want to take on, but liquidity, how much we may need cash over the next couple of years while the fund builds up, but we've actually done pretty well and not having to take as much money out of reserves. We're not really earning a whole lot in the AMLIP, as we've talked about really this past year, so it may be worth to take a chunk of that AMLIP money, and some communities are just starting with $500,000. I think that's the minimum they can do to start a permanent fund. And we'll look at, you know, potentially earning food instead of the kind of a poultry earnings that we're getting right now. So I think it's something to think about. And if we do want to pursue that, I'm happy to research that and maybe get a little presentation from Alaska Permanent Capital Management or some other firm that does fund management. That's my report right now, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Andy. Questions for Andy? Not hearing any. We're going to move right along this evening. I had a few comments I covered this afternoon. No need to this evening. And so we're going to move on to a Department of Public Safety, and the floor is yours, John.
Well, thank you, and good evening to you. Enclosed in your packet is a report for statistics for last month. You'll find them pretty steady, comparable to other months. A few highlights there besides what we talked about earlier. We do have a new officer coming at the end of this week. We're excited about that and looking forward to putting his experience to use here in town. Also, I wanted to thank Sergeant Chiesa for finding a surplus vehicle that seems to be in very good shape, might save us some money and be able to retire a car that's going to cost us far too much here in the near future. So we're happy about that, and thanks to him for sticking with the lists, and we'll continue to do that for the whole city. Who knows what we'll find out there if we just pay attention. So. We talked earlier too, we made some significant progress in drug enforcement, and I'll leave it at that. And we expect to continue to do that and hope for good things in the future. You have in front of you a bail ordinance and some other language. It looks like a voluminous, you know, amount of information, but it's not really too bad. And I just invite you or anyone in the public that might be listening, between now and the next meeting, if there's questions about it or you want to talk about it and discuss it so you have a better understanding, just feel free to give me a call. Be happy to. Happy to meet with you or talk. And then finally, I really wanted to thank sincerely Alan and Sergeant Chiesa and those others that came out. There were lots of others, and I'm sorry for not being able to name everyone and recognize them, but those who came out for our two fires back-to-back, which I think probably had been unprecedented in Sandpoint, but those people who, you know, were coming and willing to give, thanks, heartfelt thanks to them. That's about all I have, unless there are questions.
Very good. Thanks, John. Questions? Not hearing any. We're going to move right along to our Public Works Director. And Dave, the floor is yours.
Good evening. It was a pretty busy week, or pretty busy month last month. I wasn't here the month, but they kind of kept track of some of the stuff they did. We had to replace a fiber disc that's in between the transmission and the engine on Grove Crane. We changed tires and did some maintenance on our compactor, double roller compactor. We had to change ignition harness and coils for the Explorer for the landfill. They graded roads twice. We hauled engines to the old rock quarry, and those are the diesels. We fixed the track on the landfill excavator. We replaced the hub assembly on Paul and Julius's Chevy. Did a heater core for the recycling center truck. It was time. We fueled buildings once last month. We're really doing good on the fuel right now. Really good. Hauled dirt for some of the spots for water sewer for Allen. We did a little work for John Lucking on his yard. Assisted helping tie up the ferry. And I think I had a guy down once or twice that helped freight boat. As far as landfill, they've cleaned up around dumpsters like normal maintenance. We worked on maintenance on the excavator. As far as recycling center, everything's running fine. I got two bearings on one of the grinders that grinds the glass. We got them in, so they'll be working on them this week. As far as water sewer, this Alan's report, you can see pretty much what we did last month. They're doing a lot of sucking out the lift stations and the Kelly Avenue pond and down here at Russiantown. But that's about all I have. Got any questions, just give me a shout.
Very good. Thanks, Dave. Questions? Not hearing any. We're going to move right along to the Harbor Master. And Richard, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening. Last month we were busy, and the month before we were busy, but last month was really busy. Wound up hauling 8 truckloads of garbage to the dump, and it was garbage. Cleaned up the used batteries. It's an approximate number of 20,000 pounds, but I think there might have been more. Shipped them to Budget Batteries in Washington. And the crew were down taking care of some of the seagull dung on B float. We repaired the flat tire on the travel lift. Helped Austin at the gear shed get ready for the 4th of July. That was more or less, brought the sweeper in there and cleaned her up and told the fishermen to back off for a few days. But we're moving boats on a regular basis. It did some maintenance on both lifts. Crew is the 3 of us down there during the day now, and we hired 1 more person for the night guy to give Spiro a break, and he's working Saturdays and Sundays. He seems to be doing okay. And the guys had the sweeper down, took care of the city dock and along the wall. That was for the ferry, and the ferry will be here again on Thursday. This delivered the used oils in public works, and this haul, we haul freight here and there. What's not covered is the guys brought a shed down from the school and put it by a house in town that somebody at the household had won a couple of years ago. So they brought it and put it in place. That's about all I have. Pending any questions?
Good, thank you. Questions? Not hearing any. We are just going to keep cruising along. Hearings, ordinances, and resolutions this evening. Number 1 on the agenda is Ordinance 2016-04. It's DPS fees and fine schedule. And this will be the first reading this evening. I don't know if you want to touch that beforehand, or I know we talked about it, and if people have questions, maybe we'll just go ahead and push forward. If anybody has questions, give the chief a call, and I'll give some time between the readings. But with that, I'd entertain a motion to put Ordinance 2016-04 on the floor for the first reading. And it's quiet.
Okay. I will put Ordinance 1604 on the floor for the first reading.
Okay, motion's been made by Marie to put 2016-04 on the floor for the first reading. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. At this point, is there any discussion? I'm not hearing any. Can I have a roll call, please? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Al.
Go ahead.
Okay. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Did you want anything for the record?
I was just looking at under the section protective headgear and eye protection required. I think it's a little confusing about in our update of the ATV ordinance, we said that passengers over 18 years and older don't have to wear a helmet. This one, it's a little confusing. It says, how does it say it here? Wearing a protective headgear is not required for the driver if the driver is 18 years of age or older, and provided further, the wearing of protective headgear is not required for a driver or passenger during off-road riding. but we were, you know. The
yeah, right. I know what you're saying. Maybe we can get those together, maybe a little wordsmithing that they kind of flow.
Sure, that's a whole different ordinance.
Yeah,
but
right.
There's probably a few other little cleanup things in that regard, too. But the intent was clear that passengers over 18 would be allowed not to.
Our wives and them where they're home.
Good. Yeah.
Well, and then the other thing, I know we talked once about the airport road. This one, it says airport road 45 miles per hour. Remember there was
yeah, did we ever get those signs, Dave?
Talked about slowing us
no. down. Okay, we were going to drop that down to
35
yeah. down the hill.
So maybe put a note on your list.
I'll get it.
So, okay, thanks. Anything else, Al?
No, that was all I
okay,
saw.
Okay, very good. Thanks for pointing those out for us. With that, we're going to move on to number two. It's resolution 16-05. It's disposing of city real property. And as I stated this afternoon, this is pertaining to Sam Brandel's lot in the trailer court, which has, we've been researching this for about 3-4 months, and he's trying to get all his affairs in line with the retirement and land and whatnot. So we've been researching this, and as we found out after 3 times sold, that the city still owns the, I mean, you know, the name never got changed. It stayed the city of Sandpoint, which has happened on 3, I think, of the other lots we had to deal with before, and one of them ended up changing. I think it was Ken's and the borough one. They had whoever recorded them recorded one lot in the other one's name, and so it took us a little bit of a cleanup to get that one straightened away. But this one should be pretty straightforward. We should be able to quick claim this to Sam. So that's just that resolution. And with that, if there are any questions, I'd entertain a motion to adopt that resolution.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 16-05.
Motion's been made to adopt 16-05 by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Manny. With that, is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Thank you. I will be in touch with Sam, and we'll tell him we'll get dealing with the process on that and have that working. Number three is resolution 16-06. It's State of Alaska's DOT and PF land lease supplement at the airport. This is pertaining to the 2 lots that we lease. They're every 5 years. I do believe the lease has been paid. We just need a resolution to take care of this. One's for the sand storage building, and the other is for the old ARF building, which we lease that land. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt 1606.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 1606.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Amel?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Thank you. Number four is resolution 16-07. It's a platting submission waiver. And I'm just going to hit it a little bit. It's straightforward also. We've talked about this. It's Shirley, I believe it's your land where you're going to acquire additional a small portion, square foot portion on the front of your house. Yeah. And it is in your folder or deal with some pictures of that. So it's pretty straightforward. We did chat about it this afternoon. So I'd entertain a motion to adopt resolution 16-07.
I'll make a motion to adopt 16-07.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. Can I have a roll call, please?
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
I'll abstain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alan?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to number five is resolution 16-08. It's Alaska Legislature Fiscal Solution. They are asking for support from the communities just to help down at the session. As you know, our state is struggling a little bit at present, so they're just looking for some support from all the communities. So it was a little bit of a longer resolution. Andy kind of sized it down for us, so same gist of the what we're doing there is there. So it is straightforward. I'd entertain a motion to adopt 16-08.
I'll
make a motion to adopt 16-08.
Okay, motion's been made by Marita. Second?
Second.
Second by Danny. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. That takes care of our hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. Moving on, we have no old business this month. Moving on to new business. Number one is the Silver Salmon Derby donation request, and we do have a representative here this evening to chat to that. We did talk about it, but I will turn the floor over to Jane.
Okay. Thanks for putting us on the agenda this year. I've taken over a Rayette spot asking for donations around the community, and I did realize after the fact that we received 800 last year and not 950. I was given that number. So by error, but we appreciate the continued support of the city during our events, and we hope you continue to do so. It was a great year last year, and I think it's we're on a good trend.
They've been good every year. That's been a blessing, I think, for the community, and with the addition of the fireworks at that time of the year, it seems to really brighten up that thing, and we can do those at a decent hour instead of in the middle of summer when it's daylight. We're
I sent you a text on that, but I think it might have got lost in the world. I should have asked for that during those two.
We will be, and I talked to Armin about that, and we agreed verbally that we would both do that again because it worked out really well. So that part I think is taken care of. So what are the council's wishes? And I know, Cheryl, did you have a question prior to?
I was just wondering what you guys we're looking for startup costs.
I don't have that number. I just did donation for startup costs. I'm trying to think what we usually spend up until prior to the event, but I'd have to get that number from Sherilyn or Tina.
I see that the city maintained your bank account,
mm-hmm.
but yet you're not a city organization. You're separate. I'm not sure. That was kind of a question. You guys carry a license under Silver Salmon Derby, apply for that every year with the state.
For what kind of license?
Kind of non-profit license for you. Or do you have, you're not required?
No, I don't think they're required to do that, no. Because they don't do any...
The only permitting we do is with, we have to use a non-profit,
right.
And last year in the past we used different, like Alusha or somebody who was a qualified non-profit to have a liquor license, because they changed saying that it has to be somebody who is that's the only permitting thing I think we have to deal with. But.
Okay, any other questions? With that, what are the council's wishes?
Well, I'm not sure what you guys discussed earlier, but I will go to donate the same last year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Motion's been made by Marita to donate the number that was donated last year, which was $800. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. Is there any further discussion? And again, thank you for coming and speaking.
Sorry, I don't have more answers for you.
No, that's okay. So with that, a roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yeah.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And again, thank you. It's really important when people come and speak to the floor. We do appreciate that, and I know the council does too. So. Very good. Moving under to number two under new business is our FY17 accounting assistance proposal. And I do believe the lady's name is Irina. I'm going to get this right yet. Very helpful. And I know that it helps Krista a lot, and I think she's learning a lot from the process too. So I would appreciate, and I know that I think everybody else in office would, if we can renew her contract for the year. And I know she helps with audit prep also, so she's a great help to the community. What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to renew her contract for another year, and it's your business is VIP taxes.
Correct.
That's all.
Yes.
You don't have to say
your name. Okay. Very good. Thanks, Cheryl. Motion's been made by Shirley to renew her contract. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Amel. Is there any further discussion on that issue? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Amel?
Yes.
Colin?
Yes.
Sherman?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries, so we'll take care of that. Number three under new business is our Department of Public Safety's vehicle acquisition. Is the 2011 Chevy Tahoe. We chatted about this afternoon. I do believe Mike Tezza and John, I guess this is under the, what is that called, that program?
State surplus.
State surplus program. So they keep an eye on that, and looks like it's in great shape and for a decent price. So we'll need to do some decals, cleanup, detail inside, change tires, maybe a tune-up or check on the engine, and a few other deals, and yeah, at front end, all those kind of things to make sure that, especially coming out to standpoint. So those things would be taken care of. The start for that would be at $4,300, and we'd probably have to dump another 1,000 or two in that, and that puts us coming in way cheap compared to what we were looking at for a new vehicle for that. And it's already set up inside, too, as a cop car, so all those kind of things, and bars, you said, and cages, right, and all that stuff, so... I think it's an absolutely great deal. And Andy, we're still on the line with that, right?
Eric, keep going into the auction until she heard back from us, so I can let her know our decision as soon as it's made.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Andy. And what are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to purchase this vehicle from the state for the price of $4,354 plus another additional $1,000 plus to get it detailed and tuned up.
Very good. Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Awesome.
Second by Alan. With that, do we have any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good, and thank you guys for catching that. I mean, that's going to be good all the way around, so we'll get that rolling. And Andy, you can give a phone call whenever you have a chance.
Okay, I'll call her tomorrow, and then I'll chat with you and John this week to see what things we need to get that thing in operation condition for sampling.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Andy. Moving on to new business number four is the fire truck.